Dear brothers and sisters, it is a great joy for me to speak to you on this fourth Sunday of Advent as we draw ever so near to the celebration of our Lord's birth. I have been praying for all of you during this Advent season so that the Lord will give us all the grace to more and more open our minds and hearts to His infinite love, now and forever incarnate in the Son of Man, Jesus, born of Mary. Whenever we are faced with a situation that at best appears to be unlikely and at worst looks impossible, we may even say, not likely to happen, can't be done, or that won't happen. We sometimes underestimate our abilities or even underestimate God's grace working in our lives. But as Christians, we are called to always demonstrate the virtue of hope. No one demonstrated the virtue of hope more than Mary, the young maiden from Nazareth, who, when faced with the unlikely prospects of being chosen as the mother of the Messiah, expressed herself by saying, "How can this be, since I do not know man?" In saying this, she was not underestimating herself, or for that matter, God's infinite power at work, but rather her amazement at how all of this could happen. Hers was an attitude of wonder and awe at God's providence. The angel who announced to her this joyful news proclaimed a great truth: for God, all things are possible. These are words that should echo in our minds and hearts as we also witness the providence of God in our lives. For God, all things are possible. If God could and did bring forth the Savior for us and a birth to a virgin, how much more can and does the Lord bring about through us with all our limitations? I want to invite us all to consider that for God, all things are possible. With God, sinners can become saints. The weak can become strong. The sick can become well. The fearful can become courageous. Pray for this virtue of hope, and most importantly, live by it each and every day, especially when you are tempted to say, "It can't be done," or "It won't happen," because with God, all things are possible. Brothers and sisters, I would also like to invite you to consider with me the possibility of helping the diocese in a special way this Christmas. We call this the Christmas Call to Sharing. We are all extraordinarily blessed with great priests and numerous men who are discerning a call to become priests. Our priests work very hard and, after many years of service, deserve a well-provided retirement. I humbly ask that you would help me provide for this benefit to our retired priests. I also ask that you would consider a gift this Christmas to help us provide for the education of our seminarians. All 62 of them. It is our hope that they will be called one day to serve in our parishes and various apostolates. Who knows, one of them may one day be your priest, your pastor, your confessor. Will you join me in giving a substantial gift this year in the Christmas Call to Sharing? If you can, I would be most grateful, not only because of the gift itself, which will be very helpful, but more so because by it you will be living out the message of this fourth Sunday of Advent, the virtue of hope, that indeed, for God, all things are possible. God bless you, and may you all be greatly blessed in this season of hope and love.